Okay, welcome to Sefer Hafla. Sefer Hafla and the Rambam essentially deals with mitzvos and prohibitions concerning speech. And there's no question that today we do not have the same sensitivity at all in this area because we really don't engage often with shvuos or with nedarim. Yeah, some people make a neder here or there. And of course, everyone knows the minhag of Hataras Adarim by Rosh Hashanah, as well as Hataras Adarim by a minhag, etc. But in general, we don't really engage in these activities often. So therefore, there's not a lot of familiarity and it can be a little bit complex. It's also, again, halacha tries to be precise in every area that it wants to be involved in. And that same level of precision that we saw, for instance, by Shchita, we will see as well in Shavuos and all Hafla. Okay, so the Rambam starts off with Hilchos Shavuos, and he says there are five mitzvos. Okay, achas mitzvah saseh, the arba mitzvos lo saseh. So there's one positive and four negative. Vizeo prata. All right, so the first one is shelo lishva bishmo l'sheker. Right, so you cannot basically swear in God's name falsely. Okay, we'll see all this stuff in the halachas. Number two, shelo lisa bishmo l'shav. Okay, that means you can't take God's name, classical term, in vain. Number three, shlo lichvor b'pikadon. We'll get to that also. That's where you deny receiving pikadon, which is a security. Like for instance, someone leaves something at your house to keep an eye on as collateral, etc. Four, shlo lishva al kfiras mamon. You cannot make a shvua when it comes to making a shvua denying that, for instance, you owe someone money. And finally, lishva bishmo b'emes. Okay, that's the positive mitzvah, which is when you make a shvua, to make a shvua with the a true shvua with God's name. Okay, ubir mitzvos elu prakamelos. So the Rambam is going to explain all these mitzvos accordingly. Okay, so perak alaf alach alaf. The Rambam is going to lay out the four types of shvuos, and rather than explain each one in English, we'll just call them by their names, and he'll go into immense detail in this whole parak about the categories of each one. And what he'll do is he'll list the main shvua and then the various examples and subcategories of the shvua. So our bar mina shvua same. There are four types. There's shvuas bitui, shvuas shav, shvuas pikadon, and shvuas edus. Okay, so what are these? Shvuas bitui hu shenei rabbi Torah. So shvuas bitui is what we actually find inside the Torah itself. Because it says, O nefesh ki si shava livate bisvasayim lehara oleiti. So what does a person do? You take a shvua, and literally means whether you will do bad or good. Okay. So this type of shvua, right, is subdivided into four types. There's four types of shvuos bitoy. All right. Shtayim lahava u'shtayim lazeh. Right. So two of them refer to things that happened in the past, and two of them refer to things that are gonna you think will occur in the future, or you're addressing in the future. Kigon. What's an example? So the past is easy. You make a shvua saying about something that did or did not occur. Or in the future, a future shvua, a shvua's bitoy would be to say, you're making a shvua about something that you will or you will not do. Okay? Those are the examples. Oops. Halacha beats. The Rambam says, now, of course, it's important to understand that a shvua's bitoy can only apply to something which can actually be performed, right? Bein lahava, bein lashavar, whether in the past or in the future, right? Ketzad, lishavar. So what do we mean about something that could take place in the past? Sha'achalti, that's, for instance, I made a shvua that I ate. Osha zarakti evan liyam, or I threw a rock into the ocean. Osha dibra ploni and ploni, or that so-and-so spoke to the other guy. Osha lo achalti, or I say I didn't eat. Osha lo zarak evan liyam. Osha lo dibra ploni and ploni. Okay, these are all clear, what it called, things that could have taken place in the past. Ketzel lahava. Now, what about the future? She'uchal or shelo uchal. I say, I make a shvua that I will or will not eat. O she'ezrok or shelo ezrok evelion, that I will throw a stone or not throw a stone. Hare elu shtayim l'shavar u'shtayim lahava. So now what we see here are the two types for the past. Remember, one is positive, one negative. And then the two types for the future, one is positive and one is negative. Kelacha gimel. Now, nishba achas me'arba mechalukos elu. Okay, let's say I make a shvua in one of these four subcategories. The hechlif, right? And what do? I do the opposite of what I said. Could go. What does that mean? Shenishba shelo yochal. So I make a shvua that I won't eat. Yochal, right? And I eat. O sheyochal, right? That I will eat. V'lo achal. right? Or osha achalti, I ate v'hu lo achal, and he really didn't eat. Or shelo achalti v'achal, or he says he made a shvuah that he didn't eat and he ate. A reizu shvuah sheker, that is a lie. A shvuah is a false shvuah. V'alzeh kiyotzebo, and these like these nemar lo sishbu b'shmin l'shaker, right? You cannot take my name falsely. Then nishba l'shaker and meizid. Okay, if someone makes a shvuah l'shaker, okay, purposely they get malchus. And b'shogeg maybe korban olav yored. We'll get to what kind of korban is later on, but that's the korban you bring. Shnemar v'nela mimenu v'hu yodav ashim. So that's the punishment for making a shvuah sheker. Gelach adal. Now shvuah shav. This is the second type of shvuah. What's a shvuah shav? Nechlekes are bar mechalukos. Okay, so there are four different types. Okay, ha'achash nishba al davar hariyaduash enkein. So the first one is when someone makes a shvuah about something that is known, meaning is in the is out there to know, and that actually is not true. Ketzad kegon shenishba l'isha isha. For instance, a guy makes a shvuah and says about this man, and it turns out it's a woman. Val isha shu ish, or a woman that he was a man. Val amut shal shish shehu shal zav. It makes a shvuah about, let's say, a pillar that's made out of marble, that in fact it's when it's really made out of zav. V'chein kol yotze bazeh. Okay, so empirical evidence contradicts the shvuah. Alafahay hashnia. What's the second category? Shenishba al davar yadua shein bo safek ladam shukain. So you take a shvuah about something that no one has any question about. You could go in shenishba al shemayim shushamayim. If someone says I'm making a shvuah that the sky is the sky, val evan zu shehi evan, or I say this stone, I'm making a shvuah this stone's a stone. Val hashanim shem shanim, or that the val shnayim shem shnayim, and two that there are two. V'chein kol yotzu bezeh. Shezeh davar ein bo safek ladam shalem kedei letzadek davar bishvuah. Because basically, there's no suffix to any person who's got all his mental faculties, right? And therefore, doing a shvuah of such a situation is basically pointless. So that's why it's a shvuah shav. What's the third category? Alach avav shlishis. Shenishba levakal se mitzvah. The person makes a shvuah to not do or to nullify a mitzvah. How do we do that? Ketzah, if you go in, shenishba shalizate betzitzis. The guy says, I'm making a shvuah not to wear, I'm not wearing tzitzis. Or shlo yubash tefillin. I won't wear tefillin. And that he won't, he takes an oath that he won't sit in the sukkah on Chag HaSukkos. Or v'lo yochal matzah v'lo yipesach. He won't eat matzah. Or she's aneh b'shabasas yom tov. Or he'll fast in Shabbos yom tov. V'chein chol yotzu b'zeh. So that's the third subcategory. Alach hazayin, revis, what's the fourth one? Shenishbal davar she'in koch bo lasos. If you make a shvuah, you take an oath on something that it is impossible for you to be able to do. Ketzah, kegon shenishba shlo yashen shloshi yomim ladav yom r'tufa. For instance, let's say a person makes a shvuah and says, I will not sleep for three straight days. Okay, that would be a shvuah shav. Oshel yitzum klum shev yamim metufim. Or he says he makes a shvuah that he won't eat for seven straight days. These things are impossible for him to ever achieve. Now, kol nishba shvuah shav ma'arba shvuah seilu. Anyone who makes this type of shvuah, okay, over below sase, you're over an iser shnemar lo sisa hashem lekach lo shav, because you make the shvuah with God's name, you're taking His name in vain. The imayam mezid loke, if it's done purposely, you get malchus. Okay, and if you do it b'shogeg, you're actually putter from everything. Okay, Allah chas, one second. Okay, shvuos pikadon, which is a little bit different. What shvuos pikadon? Ketzah. Call me sheish mama chaver biyato. So if I'm holding on to someone else's money, okay, bein pikadon, bein malve, right, whether it is a security or it's a loan, or let's say it's stolen, or it's what it called, or I'm holding back money I owe the guy, or I found the lost object which doesn't belong to me, now the tava mimeno mamon sheish lo biyada. Now what happens? Someone says that someone comes along and makes the claim and says you have money that belongs to me. Okay, the kafarbo, right? And what do? I say no. I deny the fact that I have this object. Let's take Hashavas Aveda, for example. Let's say the guy's evidence that I have his lost object, and I deny it. Okay, and I make a shvuah. Hariza over below sase. I'm over an iser. Shneamar lo sechachashu zu asar lekfiras mama. So they learn now from the statement of lo sechachashu that it is a you're denying mama and being looking alav zeb. You don't get malchus for this. Then nishbalo al sheker on mamon shakafar bo. Let's say he takes a shvuah sheker, okay, on mamon that he's denying. Hariza over below. Acher, he's over a different iser. Dalzeh nemar lo sishakru ish ba'am yiso. Right, well, a person can't lie to his fellow Jew. Zu azhara l'nishba al kfiras mamon. That's a warning to not make a shvuah denying money owed. This is the category of shvuas pikada. Halacha test. Umahu chayev al shvuas pikada and shakar bar. Now, what's the penalty if someone makes a shvuas pikadon? Okay, meaning where he lies about the shvuas pikadon. Mishalom is a karen shakafer bo. So he owes him the principal, right? Im tosefes chomish. Very famous idea, along with 1/5. Okay, umakrib ashram vadai, and he has to bring a korban. Ben shay amezi, ben shay shogeg. Whether it was purposely or accidentally. Or inadvertently, Shnembar b'chichesh ba'amiso b'pikadon obutsu misado v'kazel v'hayaki yechatov Hashem the lo nemar bo v'ne'lam min l'chay bezin kishogeh. And what do you call it? And basically, what the Torah is indicating here is that someone who is over mezid is no different than someone b'shogeh. Halacha yud v'hu shiyazid b'pikadon o b'mamon shenisayeba. Now, all these halachas of shvuas pikadon apply to a situation where a person purposely accepted, let's say, the pikadon of the money, right? And he knew about that he was chayv in it. The yodaba was shah shvua, and he knew exactly what the deal was with his money at the time of the shvua. Avalim shagag v'shachach sheish lo etzlo mama. Let's say the guy forgot. He forgot that he had this money in his house, the kafar, and he denies having it. V'nishba, and he makes a shvua. And then v'akachach yoda, let's say he realizes afterwards, that's hareza anus upatra miklum. So then he did it, it was basically out of his control because he forgot about it, and therefore he'd be patr. Let's say also he didn't know it's prohibited to make a shvua sheker about denying money. Then also hareza anus upatar. He would therefore be putter from malchus or any punishment regarding this type of shvua. Alachinav im kain. If this is the case, heyachi shagaga shvuas pikadon. Then what would be the case of a shagaga shvuas pikadon? Because the Rambam just says in Alacha Yud that what looks like shogeg is really ones, right? Because it's considered ones because the guy forgot, let's say, the money was his. So what would be the case of a shgaga, of an accidental, so to speak, shvuas pikadon? So a classic a way of looking at it, the guy forgets whether or not he's chayv in a korban, right? V'yada shehi asura, right? But he knows that there's something asur here. V'sheishol etzel mamon, right? And he has mamon, he has the money in his house. Zuhi shgagasa, that's the case of shgaga. Uzadona, what's mezid, what's purposely? Right, he knows he's chayv in a korban. So again, shogeg b'shvuas pikadon means he knows the mamon's in his house. He knows it's usur for him to lie about it, but he's unsure whether you're chayv in a korban or not because of it being sheker. Okay, finally, the last one is halacha beis shvuas eidus ketzas. So you have shvuas eidus. What's that? Ha'edim shiyadu eidus mama. Okay, so let's say they're a pair of witnesses and they know about certain testimony regarding a monetary claim. The tavon bala edos lahayla. And what happens? The person who's basically, he needs their testimony to assist him, right? He says, listen, please come help me. The kafru beidusan. And what do? They deny, we don't know what you're talking about. We don't have no clue what you're talking about. Lohayidu, v'nishbo, they don't give testimony and they make a shvua, she'en an yodolo edosu. They have no concept whatsoever what this guy's talking about. He nekre shvuas edos. That is shvuas edos. You're chayiv this type of korban if you do such a thing. Bein shayu mezidin, bein shayu shogim. Doesn't matter if it's mezid or shogim. Shnemar nefesh ki sechata v'shama ko Allah v'hu aid lo nemar bar v'nelam l'chayiv ala zodon kishgaga. So again, the key point here is that mezid and shogim are equated in this kind of shvua. Finally, lachay yugimol ketsa shiga shvuas edus. So now, what's a shogim case? By shvuas edus, because remember the Rambam of before seems to be equated to. So what is the shogeg case? So again, just like before, he knows what he's doing is asr. He knows he's lying, but he doesn't know if he's chayv in a korban or not. Who's dona she yada shechayv in a korban? And mezid is where he knows he's chayv in the korban. Avim lo yada she asura. But let's say he didn't know it was asr. O sheshachlo edus finishbao. Or let's say he forgot the testimony, and then he makes a shvua, and then v'achrach nodol hem shein yodolo edus v'shenishbalo sheker, and only later on does he find out the truth, right? Harelu al nusin b'torn af mina korban. That's case of anus, just like the case by shvuas pikadon, it would be anus, and he would be putter from bringing a korban. Okay, that's parak aleph. Let's start parak beis. 1 second. The Rambam says in halacha aleph, going into a little more specifics within the construct of shvua. What you actually have to say to be chayv in a shvua. So lech aleph, echad nishva, echad merba min shvuas elo b'pi atzmo. Okay, anyone who makes a shvua of one of the four categories he mentioned before on his own volition. Okay, Vechad hamushpa b'pi acherim v'ana amen. Or if someone, if a shvua is applied to him, let's say he's a Beis Din, and they tell him the shvua he's supposed to make, and he answers amen, which is very important when it comes to shvua. Amen is the acknowledgement of the shvua. Even if he's, so the literal translation is, he's placed under that oath, he's bound by the oath from, let's say, a non-Jew or a katan, right? And he answers amen, he's chayev. Shekol ha'one amen achar shvua, anyone who says the word amen after hearing a shvua, kimotzi shvua mepeh. It's as if the shvua came out of his own mouth. Vechad ha'one amen, it doesn't matter if the person said amen, okay, acknowledgement. Oh ha'omar davar she'in yanok in yin amen, or even something that's like amen, kagod. She'amar hein, like he says, yes. He says, I am bound by this oath. So I accept this shvua. It could be any way in any language. It says he's bound by the shvua. Whether, again, if he violates it, it was sheker, makos, or bringing a korban. So the key thing is that even if he doesn't utter the text of the shvua, if someone makes a shvua for him and he acknowledges it, that would be enough to make him bound by the shvua. Kelacha beis na echad anishba o shishbiya acher b'shem amyuchad. Okay, so when someone takes a shvua or when someone administers a shvua to him with the shem Hashem, o be'echad mina kinuyin, or with one of the literally kinuyin is a nickname, but the other lesser names, so to speak, l'havdil of God, like that the shem amyuchad could go and shenishba b'mishe shmo chanun. Like someone makes a shvua in the name of the gracious one. Umishishma Racham, the name of the merciful one. Umishishma Erchapayim, etc. Uchiyotzbehem, the whole Lashon, Arezu Shvua Gemara. This is a complete Shvua. Vechein Allah ve Arur Harehen Shvua. If a person uses the terms Allah and Arur, which basically means curse, this is also considered Shvua. Vehu Shiyaskir Shemin Hashem, also Kinum and Kinum. But he has to include the Shem Hashem, whether it's the Shem of Mefurash or a Kinum. Ketzat, so what's an example? Kagon Shamar be Allah. Oh, Arur LaHashem. If, for instance, someone says, what do you call it? Unto God, so and so. Oh, Lemisha Shmo Chanan, or for the he whose name is gracious. Oh, Lemisha Shmo Racham. Misha Yochol Devar Ploni, V'achlo, Horezin Ishvil LaShaker. And if someone ate that thing, again, he's directing it towards that in the Shvua, it's Shvua Sheker, V'chein B'shar Mini Shvuas. And this applies to every other type of Shvua. Okay, Lacha Gimel. Right? If a person says, I am taking a shvua by Hashem, or with he whose name is gracious, right? Shelo ochal, that I will not eat. And what does he do? V'achal eats. Shazu isha v'ish, and this is a woman, it's a man. Shein l'cha b'yodai klon v'yishlo, that there's nothing in my hands, it turns out there is. Sheini yodei l'cha edis v'yodea harizechayev. That he doesn't know he's and there's any testimony, but in truth, he does know. In all these situations, he'd be chayev, what do you call it, because of the sheker involved in the shvua. Alech adal. Now, Amar Allah or Arur or Shvua. Let's say he says the term Allah or Arur, which again means Chris, right? O Shvua, or he says a Shvua. Below Hisker Shem, below Kinoi. Never mentions God's name in any way, shape, or form. Harezeh Aser V'davar Shnishba Lav. So he can't, it's Aser for him to, let's say it's a situation of eating. He can't eat the thing that he directed the shvua towards. Alvein aloka, he won't get malchus. Although maybe korban, he won't bring a korban. Im avra shvuasa. Ad shia ba shem and hashemos hamichodam miuchodem okinim ekinoyin kamashvianu. The shvua must always contain the name of God in some form for the person to be liable for violating the shvua. Okay, but he's still over nisr if he does. Halacha hey, below shvua bilvad, not just with the shvua, ela kol kinoy shvua kishvua. So terminology that's similar to what shvua is would work as well. Kagon, what's an example? Shayu anshe osamakom alagim vayu korim l'shvua shvusa shkuka. For example, there are people in some type of place who couldn't speak well, and they refer to a shvua as shvutha, okay, or shkuka, okay, or o shahayu aramim. You have these Aramites shelashon shvua b'lashona mumta, that in their language the shvua, in their language, is mumta, right? And the people who couldn't pronounce things correctly actually called a shvua, which in their language was mumta, a muha. But once they use the terminology, okay, that I, let's say using this case, I am muha b'shem Hashem, right? Harei zechayev, k'mishoti lashon shvua, right? Because even though he didn't say the word shvua, all these words mean shvua, and therefore he would be on the hook for the shvua. Alach avah, v'chein omer lav shtei pa'amim, derech shvua. If a person says no, okay, when he's taking a shvua, oh hein ein, which means yes, and then the hisker shemo kinoi, and he mentions the name of God, harei zekanishba. V'chein yomin shvua u'smol shvua. Okay, if someone says by the right hand of God or by the left hand of God, right? Shenemar nishba Hashem bimino uvizro uzo. Because we see it says that God swore, so to speak, by his right arm hand. V'chein omer mivata shlo es ekach v'kach. Let's say he says mifta shlo es ekach v'kach. Right? He says again a reference a type of shua that I won't do so and so. And then the hisker shemo kinoi, and he mentions the shem Hashem. This would be considered a shvua. Okay, let's do a couple more. Amar Isar LaHashem. Okay, let's say the guy says it is forbidden for the sake of God, or for he whose name is gracious, that I'll do or not do. Since it came out with the language of shvua, it's considered like a shvua. Shama chaveru nishba. Now let's say he hears his friend make a shvua. Vamar va'ani kamoschan. He says, I am like my friend. Okay. Hol below hoti shvua meviv, but a shvua never left his mouth. Below he shviu chavero, and his friend is not, so to speak, administering the shvua to him. Arei zepater v'zeu matpis shvua shu pater. Right. This is, so to speak, this is called literal translation of matpis is you're like appending, changing the shvua shu pater. You're adding something to the shvua, and therefore you're pater. Okay. Halacha tes v'chein nishva shvua ochal baser zeh. Let's say a guy says, I will not eat this meat. The chazar v'amar, and he comes back and says, "Rei hapas zu kebasar zeh." And then he tries to extend the shvua and say, this bread should be treated like that meat, which I, that I wouldn't eat. Or you patr al pas. He'd be patr al pas. You can't build off the shvua. Shrei lohoti shvua mepe v'alea ela hispisa. Because he's not making, he needs to make a new shvua by the pas. He can't borrow the pre-existing shvua of the basar and then apply it to the pas. V'alfi shu patr min makos min a korban. Even though, technically speaking, he's patr from Malkus and from bringing a korban, asr lo lechol osa pas shehesit peshvua. But nonetheless, he still can't eat the pas. So even though it's a derivative of the shvua, and it's not its own shvua, it still means it's usher for him to eat the bread. We'll stop here with Lacha Yud. Mishin is gavin the shvua, but gomer b'libo shelo yochal hayom. Let's say a person has, and this is a very important principle in shvua, where what you say and what you think must be identical. So if I have intention to make a shvua, but gomer b'libo shelo yochal hayom, o shelo yishteh, b'shidav ezer usher alav b'shvua. Let's say a guy says to himself in his mind, I'm not going to eat today, okay? And I'm going to make a shvua. Lo hotzi b'sfasa, but he never actually says it. Harei ze mutter, shenemar livvate b'sfasayim. Of course, it's mutter because he didn't say it. Ein anish b'chayev at sheyotzi in a shvua b'sfasa. So the person making a shvua is only chayev once the shvua actually leaves his lips. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll finish Parak Beis and start Parak Gimel on Sunday. Have a good Shabbos.